Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast, featuring my friends and your hosts, Ben.
I will shit on the CEO's desk if he shuts my Google Docs off.
Andrew.
Eating your bug like Kobayashi.
And Ty.
Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
Social media tested, God approved, and prepared for your listening pleasure. Warning. Parental advisory suggested.
Good evening, bitches. Welcome back to the Cerebral Overload Podcast. Have you missed us?
I missed them.
Did you?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? There was one. You know how you guys had your... We had a government shutdown. Well, you guys did.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, due to cutbacks, we actually had to cut Ben.
We did. Ben is no longer with us this week. If we find money in the if we find some money in the budget, we're gonna bring him back and we'll put Ben back into his place and America.
But you know what we're gonna do? We're still gonna send out drones and bomb.
Yeah,
things, $80 million.
We gotta listen to your phone calls and. Find out what you're doing. Obama.
You kind of sounded like Bill Clinton there, not going to lie.
A little bit? Okay. I knew George W. Bush.
I like tacos.
Tacos. All right. Well, in all seriousness, though, Ben is sitting on the toilet with explosive diarrhea from the tacos he had this morning in Tijuana. Because Ben is on a mission trip in Tijuana to save small children.
Small one-legged children.
Small one-legged children that are missing other limbs of their bodies that we cannot discuss. But the fact is, Cerebral Overload cares. And for just 2 cents a day, you can feed a family of 12 in Tijuana. Why are we not living in Tijuana? We'd be rich right now.
Saying what way?
I wonder if they have Cool Whip in Tijuana.
And whiskey. Oh, fiddlesticks.
Oh, Ben.
When we missed you, buddy. Back? Come back safe.
I know. We need him to hold this together.
Oh, Jesus.
But because we couldn't lose him completely, we will have audio of Ben in this episode today. Just to,
oh, God, that's going to be freaky. I can't wait to listen to that.
It's just going to be a laugh track over and over again.
His giggle that for some reason just made us just burst out laughing.
I'm so excited. I love his little giggle.
Oh, jeez. That was a super fabulous moment you had there, by the way.
I know. All right. So, we're back. Government shutdown is over. That means we came back. We're a week late because the government, you know, they came back last week, but we're American and Canadian. We're lazy. Don't fucking judge us.
Yeah, we didn't really want to get up.
Shit, we're still a day late. We were supposed to release today, which is Wednesday.
But fuck you guys.
Yeah. Shit. You know how much work goes into this? A lot. That you don't have to worry about. So, let's move on to the topics for the day.
First off, BlackBerry Messenger. It has now been released for Android and iOS devices.
Ooh, really?
Now, personally, I got my email yesterday stating that I was at the top of the list. Actually, all three of my emails.
I'm taking this personally because I have not gotten shit. Fuck you, BlackBerry. I didn't even want it to begin with, and you whores talked me into it. And now I've got to sit here and wait for an email. Ugh.
And you know what, though? That was the only thing that was keeping... Like, I have three friends that have BlackBerries. Not the only three left, but I have three friends that have BlackBerries. And the only reason why they stay with BlackBerry, they're like, oh, I like it because of BBM.
Who the...
Well, now that everybody's got BBM, guess who's leaving the crazy train?
Oh, all aboard.
So two of them are getting... One's getting an HTC One. The other one's getting a S4. And I think I've got one that's stupid and is getting an iPhone.
Ew. Dog.
Whoa.
Hey. We are recording. You shut your fucking mouth. Sarah McLachlan ain't gonna save you in this one, bitch. In the arms of the angel, fly
away from here. God.
Podcast mood is ruined now. Ruined.
Ruined it. Now I'm just gonna think of starving dogs and so a caged sad cat that's got sad eyes and goop in its one eye.
Stop it.
Okay, so back to BlackBerry Messenger, speaking of decrepit things.
Well, now I'm sad.
So no, I'm mad again. I recently reviewed the BlackBerry Z10, and I didn't understand how to use that thing half the damn time, because the way they lay out the menus is stupid.
Yeah.
And it's stupid.
Yeah.
So, given the fact that I'm now using BlackBerry Messenger, it has the exact same fucking layout as the Z10.
I wouldn't
and
know.
All
I
their
wouldn't
menus
fucking
are confusing
know.
Because everything's flippity-floppity-floop. And not even in a good way.
I wouldn't know.
Like, if you've got a... There's two different side pane thingies to open up for menus. One side has, like, you can get your contact list, current conversations, and groups and crap. The other side is your settings and all that other garbage. And to tell you the truth, it runs smoothly, but the one thing that I absolutely despise, and you actually have this too, even though you don't have the app running, you've always got that damn BlackBerry connected in the top corner.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You can turn that off once you are able to log into the app, but then you won't get notifications.
Well.
So you either have to choose the evil. Either you keep the stupid little icon in the corner. Sorry, I've got the hiccups, stupid Mountain Dew. Or you deal with the stupid thing in the corner, or you just don't have notifications.
Well, I'm only going to talk to you two, so it doesn't really matter.
What, your Facebook isn't exploding with people with pins like mine is?
No, because I don't have a bunch of fat. Oh, I can't say that on here. Can I say that on here?
You are one, so I guess you can.
Can I? I think I'm allowed to say it, technically.
I think you got it right.
I think Ben's not here, so I don't have to bleep anything.
True, well, you have freedom of speech.
Yeah.
So Ben's like Obama?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Ben-bama.
Ben-bama?
Ben-bama.
O-Ben. Obanama.
Obanama.
Title of the episode, Obanama. Yes! Oh, fantastic.
Oh, jeez. See what happens when you're not here, Benny.
Yeah, everything goes to shit. All right. So BlackBerry Messenger.
It runs good. It doesn't kill my battery like I thought it would.
That's good.
Typing on it's pretty easy for the touch screen. I don't know. Adding people seems pretty good. But right now I'm actually using it and just opening up. The only thing that really bugs me is you have like your contacts and all that stuff.
Mm.
And your groups, which I left a couple of groups already today.
Oh.
And then you have another menu. I wish you could disable updates, because I personally don't care when people change their display picture. I know when they're a new contact. I don't give a shit.
That's annoying.
So let me disable the updates, because I don't like sitting there having a stupid red dot blinking in the corner of my screen until I look in there to say, hey, Ty has changed his display picture to a dick pic. And it's like, I don't care. He sends me those anyways. I don't care if he changes his display picture to that.
Tell people.
Oh. Sorry.
I did send you a shirtless picture earlier, though. That was funny.
You did. Was not aware of those tattoos, by the way.
You never knew about the stick figures?
No.
Oh.
I just knew about the tie, the pie wearing the tie on your arm.
Those are my first two.
Oh, the stick figures?
They're stick figures. For the listeners, they're stick figure superheroes. One's a superhero, one's an evil villain. It's like my angel and demon, and it's on my clavicles.
It's on your boobs.
It's on my boobs. It's above my boobs.
He's got tit tats.
I do have tit tats. Tit tat tallywag, give a dog a bone. But, yeah, I was, because I left the gym, I was drenched in sweat. I couldn't sit in my car like that. It was gross. So I snapped the shirt off, started doing 50 down the road, and taking pictures.
Shit, helicopter.
Son of a bitch. Are you still playing Grand Theft Auto right now?
I'm playing a survival right now.
Son of a bitch. middle of the podcast, Andrew's playing Grand Theft Auto.
That's how I roll.
What time is it? Where are we at? Not even the middle. This is the first 10 minutes of the podcast. We've already...
I've been playing since the beginning. I've been playing since prior. You heard my jet.
Son of a bitch. I did hear his jet. I told him to turn his audio off at least.
You're just mad because you're not playing Grand Theft Auto.
That's because my fucking living room is occupied by Kevin, and he's going to listen to this, and I'm going to kill him.
And Jake from State Farm.
That life insurance. And Jake from State Farm. No, he's a nice guy. But, Blackberry, I remember years ago. Actually, like, 6 years ago.
Yeah, I had a Blackberry about 7 years ago before I found the... I went to the dark side with Android, and I've been happy ever since.
Yeah, so have I. I mean, I got it, and I was... I will say I like BlackBerry's feature of having the barcode for the PIN, but you can do that with your phone number. And here, life pro tip for you guys out there. If you're tired of everybody asking for your Wi-Fi code, go online to a QR code maker, type in your Wi-Fi password, and print out a little code to scan. And then just have it out ready to go when people get there, and they can just scan it, and boom. Life pro tip.
Speaking of QR codes, I laughed at somebody the other day. They had a QR code tattooed on their arm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Aww. I just looked at him. I'm like, hey, you're dumb. And he's like, why? It's cool. It's a QR code. It's got blah, blah. I'm like, stop.
No.
Nothing you can say will make that cool. It's a cool aspect of saying, oh, yeah, I'm techie, I'm edgy, but given the fact that you're wearing everything a hipster would wear, including the thick-rimmed glasses, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that that's something stupid that doesn't mean anything to anybody.
Yup.
And I'm going to go ahead and say that when you're older and your skin starts to sag, because it will, that QR code's going to take you somewhere you don't want to. Probably lemonparty.org.
Yum.
And he's just like, eh.
You know what, though? You know what somebody could get tattooed on them easily that would never, ever get old? Ever. Ever.
Cyanide and happiness?
That is very fucking true. But no. No.
Me.
No. Legos.
Oh, Legos.
I played with Legos when I was a tiny kid, a teenager. I played with Legos an hour and a half ago.
I actually do have a box of Legos in my office.
Shit. I love them. I wish I still had some here. When Kevin's daughter comes over, I'm all over that. She's like, it's my turn. No, it's not. Bitch, can you make a Ferris wheel? No. He's going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is he saying to my kid? One day he's going to listen to this, he'll forget about it, yeah. And then he'll be playing Legos with his daughter, and his daughter will go, bitch, can you make a Ferris wheel? Die!
That's a new quote of the week right there. Bitch, can you make a Ferris wheel? Didn't think so. My turn. I'm a boss-ass bitch. 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 Have you fucking heard that song?
I hope not.
I'm gonna play it right now because it's amazing. Hold on, let me pull it up real quick. Can you hear it? Is it clear? It's so fucking good. I love this song. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch.
Oh, bitch, yeah. Bitch, I've heard. Bitch, I'm a boss ass
bitch, bitch. Yes, it's bitch, all over Vine. Bitch. Love it. Favorite song ever right now. I play that when I go to the gym, and I get my swell on.
Okay, this is good.
Sorry, off topic again. But back to bitch, I was swole today, okay? Anyway, Legos. I don't even know what we're talking about.
We were talking about how you were saying, bitch, can you even make a Ferris wheel?
Bitch, can you? Can you make a mecha set? Can you? I can't either, so neither of us are playing. Going in the blender. Will it blend?
Good thing, I love that thing. The good thing is that Lego has bringing user-created mecha playsets is now going to hit production.
That's sweet looking and terrifying.
Yes. And my teammates are dead.
Oh. So, let's see. It's the sixth version, set to head to production, and looks like a fun build, but an even funner destruction. Something trouble, make it double. I don't remember what Pokemon's thing was with Jane and
Oh, the Team Rocket.
Yeah. Pretty badass looking, not gonna lie. It looks like from the original Alien movies, kind of like the suit that she wore, but with claws. We'll post pictures on the site. There's going to be pictures on the site, which you need to check out, by the way. Everybody assumes this is just a podcast. There's a site that goes with it. We have news. We have real stuff.
And other stuff.
Yeah, there's pictures and awesome
pictures of Ty reviews. With Zoda shirt on.
Yeah? Thank you. I mean, I'm not really feeling great about it yet, but okay. I'm getting there. Down 12. back up again. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it not going to lie, the toy kind of creeps me out a little bit. Especially that top picture with the claw thing on top. Like, where's that going? Why do you need that one? What's it going to do?
That's going to hold people as they tickle them.
Oh, you just made it cute, and that doesn't work.
By tickle, I mean tear them limb for limb.
There you go. Fantastic.
There you go, don't you know?
You know what I want to fucking tear limb from limb?
Your Toyota?
No. Yes. Yes, I do. Toyota. I would actually just rather burn it. Burn all 870,000 of them.
And why is that, Ty?
Because there's a recall on 870,000 Camrys, Venzas, and Avalons built in 2012 and 2013 because... And here we go. If you're not sitting down or grabbing something tight, prepare yourselves.
Prepare your anus.
There are spider webs that can cause a blockage that makes the driver's side airbag deploy and the cars can lose power steering. Because spiders have infested your Toyota.
You know what? Toyota has not been having a good time.
They have not.
Because they just recently had that recall with the whole, you know, gas pedal sticking in.
My favorite.
People dying.
It might have been spider webs.
True.
Could have been getting stuck. I think it was. It's
just been these devious fucking spiders.
Ugh, God, it's so gross looking, too.
You want to poke it, don't you?
Ugh, I don't want it. With a stick, maybe, but that's on fire.
Hope it with nothing else. Ugh. Weirdo.
God, I hate it.
You love spiders.
No. Nope. You want to see me become a bitch real quick? Throw a spider at me or a bee, and I'm just woman. Instantly. Pretty much.
And he's gone.
And it's gone. You should see me at work when I'm outside on the patio and a bee flies up. I grab somebody. I'm like, no. We got to look bigger than them.
You already are.
Apparently not enough because it flies right at me every time. Like, stick your arms out. Make yourself threatening.
All the fear.
Spit something at him like that dinosaur in Jurassic Park that got Newman.
Fucking Newman. Also, I want to point something out. The guy that's the fucking dinosaur supervisor.
Yeah.
He is also the shark supervisor for Jaws. Mm. And there was one other movie that he was the supervisor of. And this guy, honestly, just... He cannot do one thing right.
No, he cannot.
What the hell?
That's sad. And that he still has a job. Welcome to America. But, yeah, apparently Toyota has released information about a recall for 870 cars because spiders have infested them and are laying eggs that are spawning into more spiders. And they're actually growing. They're growing larger and larger every day. There was one spider that was 8 inches long. And it jumped out of the airbag after it deployed and attached to the woman's face and stung her or bit her in the forehead numerous times. And she died.
I actually got recently bit by a spider.
None of what I said was true. Hopefully nobody believes me.
People will believe you.
I hope so. I'm going to... Oh, God. But no, like...
But in all seriousness, I actually did get bit by a spider recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah, now I have 2 dots on my hand. That's all I've got left, though. It was really itchy.
Could you just imagine driving down the road and your airbags go poof? You'd probably crash. And then the airbag wouldn't do you any good because it's already in your lap. Probably right on top of the burger your fat ass was eating. No lie, I swear to God, the other day I saw a guy driving with an open pizza box in his lap. Not a small one. This thing was an extra large, and he had to bend his arms around the lid to reach the steering wheel. When I was passing him, I gave him a thumbs up before trying to ram him off the road. But I didn't.
That's all right. I've driven down the street with a fucking Little Caesars Hot and Ready in my passenger seat.
That's good.
Oh, man, the deep dish ones are so good.
Oh, God. I actually just had dinner. I'm not even hungry for once. You know what? You know, okay. Sad moment here for a second, everybody. Sad moment. Because the tradition has ended today.
What?
I did not get Chipotle.
Why?
Because I can't do Chipotle like I used to.
Why?
Because I was getting too fat.
Why?
Because now I go to the gym 6 days a week.
Why?
So I can get in shape and look sexy.
But you don't have to.
But
I no. Like you to be plump.
Aw, but I'm not a cub. I'm a gym bunny now.
No, you'll always be a cub to me.
Oh.
Everyone listens is like, well, I'm turning this off now.
Gay!
Yep.
Well, speaking of gay, let's talk about Apple.
I like that.
Thank you. So they released some stuff yesterday.
Yeah, I heard something like an air purifier or something like that, or
I didn't watch it.
Some eye butt plug or
all I know is that I got OS X Mavericks and I like it. It's a nice software so far. Bunch of new features, new apps, stuff like that. They did good by giving that away for free, which then, you know, take that one, Windows. Matt gave it to us for free.
I haven't had to pay for a Windows operating system since XP.
Do you have the newest operating system?
I have 8 somewhere.
Did you steal it?
No. It's actually legit.
Oh. Well, good.
My XP was... With XP, I had the free upgrade to Windows Vista, which wasn't really much of an upgrade. and then after Vista, I bought a new laptop, which came with 7, and they sent me some little card that let me download for Windows 8, which I hate Windows 8, so I stuck with Windows 7.
I haven't done either of those because I have a Mac. But the new iPad, the iPad Air.
Blech.
Thinner, lighter, with a more powerful processor, the 9.7-inch iPad Air with Retina display brings some design and performance enhancements to the best-selling tablet, but not as many additions as we had hoped for or as rumors suggested.
Wait, so they say best-selling tablet, so do they convert to an Android?
Oh.
Because I'm pretty sure that Android-based tablets have outsold iPhone, iTab, or fucking...
Think we
Apple
have.
Tabs or whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
Now, be that as it may, I give Apple credit where it's due. They are a revolutionary company who has helped a lot of our technology come to where it has been.
They were a revolutionary company.
Well, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Now they're just... not so much. Hmm. Now they're a bunch of pooners.
Yeah.
Take your grenade.
Apparently the slimness and the lightness, the weight of it are the two most significant features. Which is cool. I mean, it's always nice. I like something to be lighter, you know.
Isn't that why you're going to the gym?
Yeah, it is. And I'm doing very well, thank you. They do have a new A7 chip inside, which makes it 8 times faster than the iPad 4. And it's the same as the 64-bit chip populating the iPhone 5S. So, it's not bad. I mean,
wait, the A7 chip, that's been in mobile phones for a while, has it not?
Probably.
Let's Googleize this.
Yeah, Googleize it.
A7.
Chip. Basically, in terms of graphics, though, this means that the iPad Air is going to be 72 times faster than the original iPad. But... that's the original. Nobody gives a shit.
Sorry. The A7 is only for... is only Apple, because I forgot they can't use anybody else's shit.
Yeah. In terms of Wi-Fi, though, there's MIMO wireless technology on board, but the air is using... I don't know. I'm getting to it.
But what does it mean?
I don't know. It doesn't say yet. There's MIMO wireless on board, but the air is using the 802.11n standard, not the more current AC Wi-Fi designation. So, basically, they gave you an old version of Wi-Fi.
Suck my dick, Apple.
Yeah.
Jesus, that's just... What the fuck are you doing, Apple? Pull your shit together.
They did put a new camera on there. Ooh. It's a 5-megapixel EyeSight camera on the rear that Apple says takes improved low-light shots. And there's a new FaceTime HD camera, which gives you larger pixels to make images look clearer, and dual microphones to help capture sound better.
Hmm.
Let's see. Oh.
Sorry. I just sticky bumped somebody in the face.
Nice. The company does say that it's going to have a 32.4 watt-hour rechargeable lithium battery and promises to keep up its 10-hour battery life rate on the air. Now, prices.
Balls.
Oh my, prices are fucking insane.
Okay, so can spend any... What? Anywhere from $299.
Oh my god.
For the old one, up to $929. You know what? I could buy 4 Android-based tablets for that much. 4. I could buy one for my shitter just to have for my shitter, and I can aptly name it the Shitter Pad.
If you are buying the $929 one, that comes with Wi-Fi and 4G LTE and 128 gigs of space on this thing. Who needs that? Wait, you know what? I'm going to plug here real quick. November 1st, Verizon Wireless is shipping the new iPads, and they do come with the 4G LTE on the best network that's out there, Verizon Wireless. Sorry, Canada. You'll get us one day. But
I want you.
Guaranteed best network on the market in America, Verizon Wireless is 4G LTE. Hit it up. Love it. And check out the
Big
new map.
Big love to it.
I
you
say
know what?
That.
You know what? Given Verizon, I do commend tip my hat to Verizon because they're a great company. But I find it funny that now Sprint's trying to like scrabble up some subscribers by saying, you can have unlimited data again.
Yeah. I need
but it. It's like, yeah, why are you going to give us unlimited data to shit?
Yeah. Awesome thing. Verizon Wireless is releasing a new feature on their website that is, you know, a global map, and it's got, like, major cities listed. You know who represents Columbus, Ohio?
You.
This motherfucker. It shows a picture of me, my name, my website, and then it shows a quote from one of my articles.
Very nice.
It's very exciting. I'll send you a screenshot in a little bit. And then when it comes live, you'll see it on the website, everybody. So check it out. Live it, love it, laugh.
Everybody.
Everybody getting tipsy. No. What are you opening? Don't open Safari. No! 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 We're good. It's gone. It scared me. You don't want to open that shit. But yeah, basically, new iPad. Meh.
I never like I've played with iPads, and they're hefty. They've got a good weight to them. They feel solid, but I still don't want to pay an extra $800 for that little fruit on the back.
New iPad, unless you get it with 4G LTE from Verizon Wireless.
Now, what do you think about this new iPad, Kobayashi Fish?
Not good.
Not too sure if he likes it, or...
I'm going to get as far away from that fish as I can. Possibly...
Testicles.
To the most distant known galaxy spotted.
Uranus?
No. No. But there...
That's a planet, not a galaxy, I know.
Yeah. But astronomers say they've spotted the most distant potential destination, a galaxy far, far away. Road not included. Some named Finkelstein and a team of NASA Spitzer.
Wow. Wow.
I know. I'm going to redo it.
Trying to slide that one by. This is 1945 here. Jesus, calm down.
At least I didn't say
True.
Okay, an astronomer and his team from the University of Texas named Stephen Finkelstein. Astronomer named Stephen Moneybags.
Laces out.
God damn it.
Laces out.
Laces
out. Anybody that's been fucking 20 years old is not going to get it. Finkel.
Oh, shit.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
Every time I'm playing Grand Theft Auto and I crash my car and somehow it lands on its wheels, all I go is, like a glove.
Like a glove.
Oh, Baxter.
Son of a bitch. Okay, so Stephen Finkelstein.
I can't really say that with a straight face anymore.
Stephen laces out and a team of... and it's... Whoo, shit. This just messed me up. And a team of NASA scientists used the Spitzer Space Telescope and the Keck telescope at the W.M. Keck Observatory. These are all details I don't care about. They spotted and measured the stretch to what they claim is the most distant galaxy ever found by humans. The view the astronomers got was of galaxy Z8_GND_5296. Interesting. It's basically in the stage 700 million years after the Big Bang. So, if you know how old the planet is, our planet, this one's back there. Basically, we get a glimpse of the conditions when the universe was only about 5% of its current age of 13.8 billion years. So, put that into perspective. This planet is 700 million years old, basically. We're 13.8 billion right here. Yeah. We're old as shit. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Ooh, I don't know if I can say that. Let me rephrase that one.
No. You know what? Don't try and pussyfoot around it for these fucking idiots that believe in a sky wizard, okay?
Oh, we just went real dark.
I am through with them. I'm sorry, but this morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, two pricks in white shirts and black pants decided it'd be a good idea to wake me up to ask me if I wanted to hear about Jesus.
Was that Jehovah's Witness?
Yes.
That's different.
All
Fuck
I
you, Jehovah's
did was
Witness.
I opened up the door and I said, no, I do not want to hear about your sky wizard or my gardener. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry.
You can afford a gardener? Wow, you're doing well for yourself up there.
I pay him in carrots.
Oh, that's good for the eyes.
Indeed.
Very good.
But no, I did tell them to get lost and told them if they come back to my house again, then I'm going to put the fear of God in them.
Oh, I'd just answer the door naked. Generally.
The one time I seen them coming up my driveway, like they parked like down the street and they got out and they're walking up to my neighbor's houses. So me and my buddy decided we'd take his girlfriend's like eyeliner or whatever, and we put swastikas all over our faces, and we answered the door and talked normally to them.
Love how you worded that. Very nice. So you slipped that in there real sneaky. I was like, what did he say? I don't know what that... Oh!
Which answered the door, we're like, what seems to be the issue? Can I help you? And they're like, no. Well, where are you guys going? We want to hear what you have to talk about. What's on the pamphlet? Hey!
Well, hello there, my friend. How are you today? Was ist das? I like your blonde hair. It's very nice.
Was ist das? I'd like to see what you're talking about. Is it about the
Oh!
Do you have the with you?
Do you have
I would like some babe. It'd be wunderbar.
It's wunderbar. Your nose is very large. I like it. I'm not sure I can cocaine with you.
Well, basically, this galaxy is a lot like ours, but it's just older. Younger. It's younger.
It's the muscly arm paperboy.
Gross. So, what's cool is that we can observe this galaxy and actually see it progress, just like our planet, and it can prove the Jehovah's Witness is wrong.
Oh.
Okay, you know what? I don't really want to start a big religion thing here.
I know.
But...
because Ben's going to flip.
We have more proof that ours is right and theirs is wrong.
Ben is going to flip.
I hate to tell them, but that book that they have, it's like the giant game of telephone that's gone over centuries.
Yeah.
Shit's probably different.
It was written by kings to suit their needs. Yeah.
So does that mean that I can write one? Because I'm king.
You are king. You could write one.
King of France.
Maybe one day it'll be good.
My spoon is too big.
My anus is bleeding.
For the love of God and all that is holy. Tuesday's coming. Did you bring your coat?
Oh! You know, nobody emailed me about the contest.
I know! That's an expensive-ass product that we're giving away, and nobody's emailed shit.
Yeah, so we're gonna do it again. We're gonna do it again today, because this is a special episode. If you can name the movie we were talking about earlier, or the video we were just now talking about with my spoon is too big and my anus is bleeding, send me an email, ty@cerebral-overload.com. It's the title of the podcast, in case you forgot how to spell it. Anyway.
Got words.
You can answer either one of those questions, or, if you don't know, you can guess. I need at least 15 emails, and I'm going to pick one. Who got it right?
One.
One person.
And this is also for if anybody listens up here, eh? It's also for us, eh, right?
This product goes into Canada and the U.S. It's a Vizio soundbar, I think. What was it? Was it a soundbar?
Yeah.
It's like a $500 Vizio soundbar for free that's getting shipped to you for sending an email.
For free.
For free.
It's like $400.
Yeah, it's expensive, and it's nice. It's loud. Your neighbors
I went and tested one at Walmart, and it hooks up, and oh my God, I want it. So whoever doesn't win this, I'm going to put an entry for myself just so I can win it, you assholes.
Boom. And there it is.
That just happened.
That just happened. So that's the end for you. We'll cut it there. That way if you listen to the ending looking for the contest giveaway, boom. You got it. Obanama.
That's awesome.
Make that the subject of your emails, by the way, is Obanama. Which is O-B-E-N-A-M-A. Obanama. And it's not time for Ben's Bullshit Kickstarter Thing or Something of the Week! Because he's in Tijuana.
And he's saying, what way?
What?
Cool what?
Quip? What?
Going down the hill.
It's the end of the episode. We can say whatever we want.
Go Whip!
Ben is not going to like this episode.
Cool beans.
Well, beans. I'm pretty sure that we've discussed everything we wanted to talk about. It wasn't great shit, but whatever.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. Next week is going to be even better. If I get 15 emails by next week, we'll make an announcement of who won.
And if Ben's not a mangina and comes back from Tijuana.
When Ben comes back, we will have fun.
I think I'm just going to call him Juan from now on.
That's fine.
When Juan? When Juan.
I'm going to start calling him Obanama.
Obanama. Yeah, that's actually what I'm going to change his name to on my phone.
Yep, I'm going to text him and call him Obanama. He's not going to understand what the hell we're talking about.
And tell him he was there at the party.
Yeah.
The no pants party.
Ah.
Brick, are you trying to tell me that there's a party in your pants and I'm invited?
Yes. All right, everybody. Check back again next week. We should be back on Wednesday. You know, we're getting back in the swing. It was nice having a little vacation. I'll say that. I enjoyed it. I didn't do much. I miss the listeners that don't comment or
like email us.
Or email, yeah. So if you listen out there, share this podcast with at least 5 people. Pay it forward. We do this shit for free. Okay,
And we're here all week-ish.
Pretty much. You know, we sit down all week and we talk. And this actually, we record this throughout the week. This is a 5-day stint.
Yes. Literally, all the editing, just we bury our whole week of recording down to 1 hour.
That's right. It's hard.
It is.
People don't understand. We talk for like fucking 12 hours and we cut it down to one. No, we don't.
No,
not even a little bit.
We do this very last minute.
Yeah.
Just kind of hope that everything comes together swimmingly.
Pretty much. It's rough. It's rough. But, yeah, like us on iTunes, 5-star, leave us a comment. Like us on Facebook, leave us a comment. Send us an email, ty@cerebral-overload.com. Answer the questions. What movie were we talking about earlier in the episode? And what were we talking about? What type of YouTube video? Or if you can give us another quote from the YouTube video, that's fine. I know the quotes. We got this.
I remember from back before YouTube.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how old that shit is.
That's good. That's real good. All right. Well, until next week, everyone.
Oh, I am a banana!
This now concludes our broadcasting day.